This podcast is brought to you by Meridian Manufacturing and Conveyall. Bring your seed storage and handling ideas to life with Meridian and Conveyall's custom-designed and engineered sites. Design, engineering, manufacturing, and delivery. Quality at every step of the way.
60 to 80% of the acres grown are actually not grown with pedigreed seed. They're grown with seed that the farmer produces himself by diverting grain off of his farm to seed use. Therefore, those acres don't contribute anything to the plant breeder directly. They contribute in other ways, but the plant breeder doesn't actually get paid for the success of his variety on 80% of the acres.
Hi, it's Mark Sienkiewicz. Lauren Hadley is a busy guy this month. He spoke last week at the Canadian Seed Growers Association Interprovincial Meeting in Winnipeg, and today at the Canadian Seed Trade Association's semi-annual meeting in Ottawa. In case you're not familiar with Lauren, he's the executive director of the Canadian Plant Technology Agency and one of our biggest experts on intellectual property. He's talking about a lot of things right now: seed synergy, intellectual property, and value creation, specifically something called a seed variety use agreement. You just heard him explain why this is needed in Canada. This agreement would allow breeders, if they so choose, to set a seed variety use fee on farm-saved seed that reflects an appropriate value for providing an improved variety to the producer. Under this proposed system, producers will still have a farmer's privilege to keep farm-saved seed, but if they choose a variety with a seed variety use agreement attached to it, they'll be required to pay a fee to the plant breeder on farm-saved seed of that variety. The fee will be set by the plant breeder or seed distributor and will vary depending on the value and performance of that particular variety.
Essentially, this allows plant breeders to have a direct contractual agreement with producers, and that contractual arrangement will allow and permit producers to pay directly to plant breeders and distributors for seed they use on their own farm that's not pedigreed seed. So in Western Canada, we have a strong pedigreed seed program, and many farmers do buy pedigreed seed, but however, in many crops, anywhere from 60 to 80% of the acres grown are actually not grown with pedigreed seed. They're grown with seed that the farmer produces himself by diverting grain off of his farm to seed use. Therefore, those acres don't contribute anything to the plant breeder directly.
The proposal was first announced this month by the Seed Synergy Partners, or industry's six associations, including its five dedicated seed organizations. So things are in the very preliminary stages, but the industry is working hard to get the word out.
Well, we're in the very early days. We're just getting launched on this. We're coming out at the same time as government is going through consultations on value creation, which is essentially how do we get more money into plant breeding. We have a Seed Synergy, a coordinated approach here. We have a website that's up, seedinnovation.ca. We have some information available in terms of presentations on PowerPoint and some written presentations, but we're really just getting started.
Lauren says there's a potential for a lot of misinformation to get out there about the proposal, so he wants to make a few things clear.
First of all, this system is based on three values. It's based on making sure that what's being offered is a value or producers won't pay for it, making sure the offer is transparency, and finally, choice. So the big myth is that all farm safe seed will be covered. The fact is, no. Farmers, when they buy pedigreed seed of those varieties eligible, will sign a contract agreeing to pay a royalty on any seed they use on their own farm.
In these days of social media and rapid information sharing, it's easy for some of these myths to get out there and spread quickly. So Lauren's working hard to ensure that that's kept to a minimum.
So the first thing we're doing is starting internally. We started again at the interprovincial talking to seed growers. We as the Seed Synergy Partners will be at the branch meetings so that the seed growers have. We've also had conference calls with some of the producer associations already. We will continue to have those. We're also developing information that can be used by others. So we're training a group of speakers that can speak on it and can be available. So it's basically going to be three steps: inside the industry, getting them comfortable and aware and using the same language, talking to the producer associations as to how this meets the needs of producers, and then also having a large group of people that are well-trained and well-versed in the system that can talk at meetings as time goes by.
Lauren and the Seed Synergy partners are hopeful that the proposal will lead to better varieties for everyone.
Right now, Canadians don't invest directly a whole bunch on a world scale in plant variety development for wheat and many of the open pollinated crops. This system, if it is implemented and if it's used by producers, should increase that investment and will allow Canadian producers to have competitive varieties to use on their farms on a world basis.